justification. And last two words, of chapter 4, our justification. Our justification. Shall we say it together? Our justification. Then, chapter 5. Chapter 5 is the explanation of these two last words of the previous chapter 4. Our justification. Our justification by faith is not only a perfect guarantee of heaven, as thrilling as that is, but also it is source of tremendous blessings we can enjoy now and here. That's why I made today's topic is abundance blessings of our justification we can enjoy now and here. As we know, we have nothing to boast about our faith. Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Amen. We have faith in Jesus Christ, but we have nothing to boast about our faith, because even faith is gift from God. But we have much more to boast about Jesus Christ. Why? Because faith means we depend on Jesus Christ for our salvation. Why? Because Jesus Christ has done all, more than enough for our salvation and justification. By faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved. Do you agree and believe? By faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved. By faith, we are justified. By faith, we are sanctified. By faith, we overcome this world. By faith, we defeat the power of Satan and sin. By faith, we can receive the answers of our prayers. Also, by faith, we can experience miracles. Also, by faith, we can experience healing power of God upon us. Also, by faith, we can experience power of God, in which God makes impossible possible. Also, by faith, we can do good. By faith, we can please God. By faith, we can make God happy. Do you make our God, your God, happy? By faith in Jesus Christ. Also, by faith, we can do everything God wants us to do. Then today, we read the first five verses, very short, but these five verses are full of abundance blessings we can enjoy now and here by faith in Jesus Christ. Let us see one by one. I want to share with you five points, five blessings we can enjoy now and here by faith in Jesus Christ. First, we have peace with God in Jesus Christ. Shall we read verse 1? Verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Condemnation means God declares us sinners, which is a declaration of war, fighting. But justification means God declares us righteous, which is a declaration of peace. Peace is more than the absence of war or fighting. Peace is a perfect restoration of right relationship without any division of hearts. Then we must know that the source, root of all peaces is the peace with God. It means without peace with God, No peace, no peace, no peace with self, no peace of mind, no peace of soul, no peace of spirit, even no peace with others. No peace with creation, surroundings, circumstances. So peace with God is the root, source for us to have all kinds of pieces in this world. Then the peace with God can be found, can be obtained only in Jesus Christ. Peace with God is only possible in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's why verse 1 says very clearly, very definitely, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ is called the Prince of Peace, King of Peace, even 700 years before his coming in body in this earth. He himself is our peace. Ephesians 2:14 says, Jesus Christ himself is our peace. Continually says, Jesus Christ came and preached peace to you who are far away, also peace to those who are near. Jesus is peace and man of peace. That's why his greeting is, go in peace. Peace be with you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as this world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Then, one time Jesus said a strange word. Yes, there is no question, no doubt. Jesus is the man of peace, Prince of Peace, Prince of Peace, King of Peace. And Jesus said, do not think, do not suppose I have come to bring peace, but sword. Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace to this earth, but with sword. Wow, what does this mean? This means in this world there are many, 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 you know, fake pieces, false pieces. Sometimes we heard fake news, like this. In this world, there are many, many fake pieces. All false, fake pieces must be destroyed first in order real, true peace to be built up. False peace must give the way to real peace. Peace can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Carnal peace must give the way to spiritual peace. Worldly peace must give the way to heavenly peace. Temporary peace must give the way to the eternal, everlasting peace in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we know everybody wants peace. Do you want peace? Peace with God, peace of God, peace of mind, peace with other friends, relatives, family members, even peace with all creations. Then the root of peace is peace with God. Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be recognized as children of God in this world, among unbelieving worlds. How is it possible? Please know that peacemaker, who is peacemaker? Blessed are the peacemakers. I hope I bless all of you to be peacemaker in this world. Amen? Amen. Jesus, the man of peace, King of Peace, says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be known, recognized as children of God among non-believers in this world. How is it possible? Remember, know that peacemaker is not just entertainer. Peacemaker is not just a recreation leader. Peacemaker is gospel priest. Gospel preacher. Peacemaker is the one who say the story of Jesus Christ, King of Peace, Prince of Peace. We can enjoy, we can have peace with God in our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, number two, we have not only peace with God, we have access to God in Jesus Christ. We are worshiping God. Amen? Worshiping God means we are now in the presence of God. Do you feel, do you recognize we are in the presence of God now in the name of Jesus Christ? Shall we read verse 2? Verse 2. Verse 2 says, through whom? Who is, excuse me, who is whom? Jesus Christ. This is very clear. Through Jesus Christ, we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. By faith into this grace means the presence of God, the presence of God. Yes, we know even today, it is not easy for ordinary people to enter the presence of human presidents. In the ancient time, ordinary people were not allowed to enter the presence of a king. And in the Old Testament time, nobody was allowed to enter the presence of God. You know, even only high priest as the representative of a whole people was allowed to enter the most holy place, the symbol of the presence of God, with the blood of animals, in fear and trembling, you know, with bells and string tied around his waist. Do you know why? In case if high priest has something wrong against God in the most high place, he was to what? Die. He was to die immediately in the most high place in the presence of God because he had something wrong against the holy God. He was dead in the most holy place. But nobody could enter to take his dead body. Why? Because if anybody enters to take his dead body, he was also to die. That's why they had to take his dead body from outside by drawing the string. How fearful. Remember, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the curtain between holy place and most holy place was torn completely, immediately from top to bottom. You know, in the Old Testament time, the Jew was kept from the presence of God by the veil, by the curtain between holy place and most holy place. And Gentiles was kept out from the presence of God by a wall of the temple with a warning on it. If any Gentile enters beyond, he would be killed. Then when Jesus died on the cross, this curtain, this veil between holy place and most holy place was torn completely from bottom to top, from top to bottom. Means, What does this mean? Jesus is the way, direct way, new way, living way for us to enter the presence of God. That's why the Bible says, therefore, brothers, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of animals, Jesus Christ. Let me show you. This is very, very important. Hebrews. Do you have Hebrews in your Bible? Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, the most holy place means the presence of God. By the blood of what? By the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way. That's why it is only Jesus Christ who can say, I am what? I am the way. I am the way to heaven. I am the way to God directly. New and living way opened for us through the torn curtain, 찢어진 curtain. That is, torn curtain symbolized what? Jesus' body. Jesus' body torn on the cross. Jesus' blood shed on the cross. Verse 21. And since we have a great priest, Jesus Christ, over the house of God, let us draw near to God. Amen. How blessed we are. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Shall we see one more? Same book, Hebrews chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 15, 16. Chapter 4, verse 15, 16. I will read verse 15. You read verse 16. If you agree and believe, verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Jesus Christ. Okay. Verse 16, you read, let us then approach. Amen. You know, verse 2 says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace, in which we now stand. The word stand is very important. You know, now we stand in grace. In justification, we received new standing, new position. So justification has to do with our standing, our position. You know, In the Old Testament time, nobody called God as his father in personal relationship. Let me give you one question. Are you able to call God as your father in your personal relationship with him? In the Old Testament time, Nobody, even Abraham, Moses, David, nobody was allowed to call God Father in his personal relationship. Then we are allowed to call God as your personal Father in personal relationship. How blessed we are means we received new standing, new position in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus says to us, you can pray like this, our Father in heaven, our Father in heaven. That's why Jesus is called in Isaiah 9:6. He is everlasting Father. Do you remember? Isaiah 9:6. A son is given to us. A boy is given to us. The government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, and Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is Everlasting Father. Then today, we do not call Jesus Father. Then the Bible says he will be called Everlasting Father. What does this mean? It means only in Jesus Christ we are allowed to call God as personal Father. Hallelujah. It means we receive new standing, new position in our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access anytime, every time for help we need. God is very happy to hear your voice. Do you know that? And in second part of this sentence is, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Let us read together this second sentence. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Peace. First, we saw peace with God. Second, access to God. And third, hope of the glory of God. Peace with God. Peace with God takes care of the past. It means God will no longer hold our sins against us. Then access to God takes care of the present. We can come to God anytime, every time, for the help we need. Then the hope of the glory of God takes care of the future. Someday, one day, we will share Jesus' glory. You know, originally, mankind was created for glory. You know, originally, basically, all human beings were created for God's glory. Then because of sin, fall short of the glory of God. That's why it is God's purpose to recreate his image, his glory fully in us. We hope, we anticipate, we look forward to the time when we will share in Jesus' glory, God's glory. This hope helps us to overcome our present frustrations when we fail to be all that we want to be, in all that God wants us to be. And if we have this hope in God, we can rejoice in any kind of situations. Do you have this hope for the glory of God? If you hold this hope for the glory of God in Jesus, you can rejoice. You can enjoy any kind of situations. I do not know what kind of circumstances you have now, but you can enjoy, you can rejoice in any kind of circumstances, even sufferings. Hallelujah. Okay. So, next, we can rejoice we can rejoice even in sufferings. Do you have sufferings? I have sufferings. But we can rejoice in sufferings. Bible says, God says, through his word, Bible. Verse 3 and 4, let us read together. Okay, if you really agree and understand and believe verse 3 and 4, it means you are mature Christian. But if you do not agree, if you do not understand, if you do not like to believe these two verses, you are still, it means you are still baby Christians, immature Christians. You can check yourself through reading these two verses. Let us read verse 3 and 4. Very serious, not easy to apply in our daily life. Verse 3 and 4. Let us read together, slowly, understanding. Ready, go. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. Starting with hope and finishing with hope. One circle. Starting with hope, suffering, perseverance. Perseverance means patience. And character. Character means Christian, mature character. And finish with hope. Hope, suffering, perseverance, character, and hope. It does not say, we are free from sufferings. But it says, we rejoice in sufferings. Please remember, salvation, justification is no escape from sufferings in this world. But justification, salvation, gives us power to overcome sufferings, even rejoice, enjoy in sufferings. We can rejoice in sufferings not because we like pain. I don't like sufferings. I don't like pain. We do not rejoice in sufferings because we like welcome sufferings, pains, but because we know that our Father God is using our life's difficulties and Satan's attacks against us to build up our characters, our mature Christian characters. You know, all our sufferings, all our problems in this world will develop our perseverance, patience, which in turn will strengthen our character, deepen our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, and give us greater confidence for the glory in the future. In a sense, it is likely that our patience will be tested in some way every day. Remember, my patience, your patience is being tested by God in some way every day, every moment. You know, do you serve the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you want to serve our Lord Jesus Christ in this world? Remember, if you serve your Lord Jesus Christ in this world, suffering is unavoidable. We cannot escape suffering if we serve the Lord in this world. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us first. Is that true? What kind of sufferings he experienced? 1 Peter 2:21 says, to this we are called, to this you are called, because Jesus Christ suffered for you first. and then leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Philippians 3:10 says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. 1 Peter 4:13 says, rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ. Why? So that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. We know Romans 8:18 says, I know our present sufferings are not worse comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. You know, Christianity, I'm sorry to say this, but this is true. Christianity is the history of sufferings in this world. Why? Because we are living the life of heaven in this earth. Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Who is me? Because of Jesus Christ. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. In the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Let me say one interesting thing, the word. Tribulation, also tribulation is a kind of suffering. John 16:33, Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble. King James Version says, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Then the English word tribulation, shall we say it together? Tribulation. English word tribulation came from Latin word tribulum. Then in Latin word tribulum, let me say again, English word tribulation comes from Latin word tribulum. Then tribulum, Latin word tribulum is, do you know, flail, F-L-A-I-L. Do you know flail? Old generation very familiar with flail. Young generation maybe. Do you know flail? F-L-A-I-L. Flail. In Korean, how do you call flail in Korean? You know? 도로깨. You can look up dictionary. 도리깨. Thresh, you know? 도리, do you know? 도리깨 flail? Aaron is suffering. And 도리깨, flame is flashing tool, you know, flashing tool consisting of long hands with a free swing wooden or a metal bar attached to the end. Flail was thrown over the what? Over the grain, you know, grain. Grain was suffering, hit by flame. Then it separated. Through this suffering, through this tribulation, wheat is separated from what? Chaff. Yeah, thank you. Remember, tribulum. Thank you. He's a doctor. He's a doctor in computer research. For me, I need one day to get that picture. Aaron, for me, I need one day to get this picture through computer. You need 1 second. Anyway, English word tribulation comes this tool. You know, imagine this heat, grain, how painful, how suffering. Through this suffering, wheat is separated from chaff. Means through, as we suffer in this world and depends on Jesus Christ, only sufferings, only trials purify us and help us to get rid of spiritual chaff from us. Through suffering does not change wheat into chaff or chaff into wheat. But just the wheat. Wheat comes out as wheat. Chaff comes out as chaff. Like this, through sufferings, we can know who I am. We can be able to know how my heart is constituted. You know, sometimes I do not know who I am before God, really, honestly. But through sufferings, I will be able to know really, truly who I am, how my heart is constituted. Let me say Moses and Pharaoh. Yes, Moses, man of God. Is that true? Moses, man of God. Pharaoh, man of this world. Then both Moses and Pharaoh, both of them experienced same miracles from God. Then this through same miracles, Moses, man of God, became more and more close to God as a man of patience, man of perseverance, man of mature character, finally, man of hope. But man of this world, Pharaoh, through these same miracles, man of hardness, man of stubbornness, farther and farther away from God, and became man of impatience, man of immature temper, immature disposition, and finally, man of disappointments, man of total failure. Please remember, all the time, God is good. Amen. Amen? Many times we shout together, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. But what is more important is in your daily life, in your situation, in your suffering, in your trials, can you say, in spite of this suffering, God is good all the time. God is almighty all the time. God is in control of everything all the time. God knows all perfectly, completely all the time. That's why God promised Romans 8:28. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Amen. Then the conclusion is, this hope does not disappoint us. Okay, let us read last verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us. Verse 5, hope does not disappoint us. Because why? Because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Please remember, if you put your hope in this world, that hope will disappoint you. But if we put our hope in God by Jesus Christ, that hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. We will study more about the love of God continually. But let me close just with this mention. Through these verses, we can see faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. Imagine, before we were saved, God showed his love by sending his son to die on the cross. Is that true? Now that we are his children, surely he will love us more and more. He is pouring his love just like water, just like water. God has poured out means just like pouring water, pabutta, in Korean, pabutta, means faith, hope, and love all combined to help us, to give us patience in the sufferings of this world. And this patience finally makes it possible for us to grow in character and become a mature child of God. We know Romans chapter 8, last two verses, I'm convinced, I am strongly persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers in this world, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in this world will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? No condemnation in Jesus Christ and no separation in Jesus Christ. Shall we shout together? No condemnation. In Jesus Christ. No separation. In Jesus Christ. God bless all of us with this wonderful, unbreakable promise, covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ. No condemnation, no separation. Shall we pray together? Father God, we know our salvation, our justification is not only perfect promise, guarantee of heaven in the world to come, but also wonderful, tremendous blessings we can enjoy in this world now and here. Father God, thank you for your words. We have peace with God, our God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we have access to you all the time, anytime, in our Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the hope of this glory of God. But we know not only this, but also we are able to rejoice even in sufferings, because sufferings produces patience, perseverance, and good character, mature character. And finally, again, hope. We know this hope does not disappoint us, because you never change. You never change in your character, in your attributes, in your promise, in your power, in your goodness, in your faithfulness. Your faithfulness reach heaven. Thank you, Lord, simply because who you are. Also, thank you simply because who we are in our Lord Jesus Christ. All glory back to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer in your name, Jesus' name. Amen.